So Elif Garis worked with us for about 5 years. She was a funny story. She went to school with my son, got a degree in broadcasting, and one day applied for a job here. And I always thought she would be a good producer. And lo and behold, she applied for the job and she got it. And she did a lot of different and fun and funny things for us. But music was her jam, and she wanted to get to California and Los Angeles. She had some family out there and thought, I just want to give it a go. And she told me the other day that she dropped a new song, and she said, "Can I come on?" She couldn't join us live, so we recorded a short conversation, and I said, "Elif, it's good to hear you."
Good to hear you. Thank you for having me, John. I
Producer,
miss you. You don't understand.
well, we miss you too, although we're not completely without Producer Elif because we hear your voice on the Mincing Rascals podcast, and we hear your voice when we replay our speed jokes. Do you remember the line that you did for us?
There's been a lot going on, and I can't remember what I said.
Previously on Speed Jokes or something
That's
like
it. That's
that.
it. I knew it was simple.
We run it every day at 1:38 when we replay our jokes because you have such a distinct voice and style. You were the producer of this show for 5 years? How many years?
Yeah, it was close to five. It was almost 5 years.
You make it sound like a sentence.
No, it was no. I hold it so closely to my heart. I tell people here about it all the time.
Well, it was good for me and us and our audience too. But you left us a few years ago to pursue other things. You were in California. You wanted to get closer to the music scene out there. You are an aspiring musical artist. You're working for a hotel too, right?
Yes, that's what they call my day job, doing basic back of house tasks.
For a major hotel chain, and you're living in Los Angeles. Are you enjoying all of that?
I love LA. I think I've really become an adult since I've moved here, if that makes sense.
You've been working on your music, right?
Yes, I've been working on my music. I've been performing a lot more at several different little bars and venues here, and that's been actually an integral part of my move has been being able to perform for other like-minded people and other musicians that I've met at open mics and little community events like that.
So you had a new song that dropped on Friday, right?
Yes, Should We Be Dead?
What's that, Elif?
Good question. Well, basically, I was thinking, how should I answer this question? And I think the best way to do so is to explain that it would be so much simpler if life wasn't revolving around money, because if I had chosen to become a doctor or a lawyer or something to do with anything but art, I think life would be simpler. But for some reason, my soul wants to go in that in the art direction, and it's been hard, and I'm just like, you know, is this all worth it? And I'm not suicidal, by the way. Just
I think you're articulating what a lot of people must feel that are in the art, and that's where their head and heart takes them. But yeah, it doesn't pay as well as being an accountant, so you've got to suffer for your passion a little bit, don't you?
yeah. And even as a radio host, I'm sure you've had thoughts like, why did I choose the entertainment artistic path? Why didn't I want to be something that had like a solid, like a route that's already been paved
Yeah.
by others many, many, many times?
So the song has dropped now.
Nothing makes sense. I'm too dense in my head. Should we be dead? It's the alphabetic mathematics, physics into which my art's not bled. It should be said. It should be said.
How's it going? Are you happy with the song?
I really, really love this song. I've been working with a producer who I met through his now wife at a music event that I was playing. I told her to come sit with me because she was alone and I was alone, and now we're best friends. And so I became close with her, and her husband's been drumming for me at my shows, and he's produced this song. and my last song called Corporate America, which I dropped about a month ago, which isn't about WGN, by the way. Disclaimer.
Where can people find your music? Where do they find you?
It's streaming everywhere. They can follow me at Edith Garris Music on Instagram, TikTok. Those are the two big ones.
And Elif is E-L-I-F-G-E-R-I-S. Elif Garris.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, John.
Everything we do for the dead might be for us instead. Everything we do for the dead might be for us instead. Should we be dead?
That's our Elif. I think I pronounced her name three different ways in that conversation, too, because after about 4 years of working with her in the office and on the radio, she said, you know, you're pronouncing my name wrong. She said, you know, you're saying my name wrong. And I said, something you could have told me in 1998. And she said, and in fact, she would go by Elif, too. But she said, but, you know, she's from Turkey. She's Turkish. She's fluent. And she said, but it's pronounced Elif. And so I tried to train myself to do that. And whenever I did, it sounded a little clunky. And it still does. But she's a delightful young lady. And she was good for us here. And we wish her well there.